To CPR News, I'm May Ortega. Firefighters are working to put out a fire in Monte Vista, west of Alamosa. Two houses have been damaged by the blaze, and fire crews have evacuated the area. No injuries have been reported. As for wildfire concerns in other parts of the state, a rapid increase of homeless campfires in El Paso County has led to the creation of a new interagency working group to address the problem. Sean Biddle is the chief of the small Stratmore Hills Fire District. He says these fires often have the potential to quickly spread.
They're building those fires next to flammable materials, whether that be grasses and underbrush, next to a large pile of trash and debris, next to propane containers.
He says districts across the country worry the area's next major wildfire will come from one of these campfires. The Grand Junction School District Board voted against plans for a health clinic inside its new high school this week. The decision was made after weeks of students, school staff, and many healthcare professionals lobbying for the clinic. But some residents and parents argued against it, saying they were uncomfortable about giving students access to reproductive health services. There are 70 school-based health providers in Colorado, including Central, another Grand Junction District High School. Memphis Grizzlies basketball all-star Ja Morant will not face charges after he live-streamed a video in which he appeared to be displaying a gun at a nightclub. The Glendale Police Department says it looked into the video and found no proof that a crime was committed. The NBA is still investigating but has not announced any penalties or fines against the 26-year-old. This is CPR News.